In this week's Torah reading, which is called Va'igash, and he approached, we find the approach of Yehuda to Yosef. Actually, Yehuda did not know that this was Yosef, his brother, but he started giving a long speech, the longest speech in the whole Torah, telling us a story, and very, very emotional, so to speak, because Yosef wanted to leave Binyamin, his brother, in Egypt, and the rest of the brothers should go back to the land of Canaan, to Yaakov. And Yehuda again stood up and started talking and saying, look, we came down to Egypt to buy food, and then we went back with the food, and you ask all kinds of questions. You ask about our father, about our brothers, etc. And now you want to see our brother. We came down with our brother. And this is something very dangerous for our father, because our father already lost one son of his favorite wife, Rachel, and now he's losing his second son, and our father cannot live with this such a pain, and it's impossible. I should stand here, and my brother Binyamin should go back to the land of Canaan. All kinds of things, very emotional things that Yehuda is telling Yosef. The Torah tells us that Yosef could not stand it anymore. It was too much for him. He got very emotional. This is the guy that cries more in the whole Torah also. Yehuda is the one that talks more, and Yosef is the one that cries more. And he showed himself, and he said, I am Yosef, your brother. And immediately he pronounces a few words that are really difficult to understand. He asks, is my father alive? Ha'oid avi chai, is my father alive? The commentaries ask, what's this question? And furthermore, there's no answer to this question. Nobody gives any answer. They just continue talking, and Yosef starts saying, you should go back quickly, very quickly to Eretz Israel, to the land of Canaan, and to my father, and tell him that I'm alive, and bring it down to me, etc., etc. We don't find an explanation of this question. Is my father alive? We don't find an answer to this question. What is Yosef asking? One of the commentaries, Abarvanel, he says that it's just Yosef wanted to start a conversation with them. But the truth is, they were already having a conversation. Yosef should have asked, do you have children? Do you get married? What about you? What about each one of you, etc., etc.? But he didn't ask anything. He just said, is my father alive? And furthermore, by the things that Yehuda just mentioned, it was clear that his father was alive, at least from the moment that they left the land of Canaan. They left and Yaakov was alive. They didn't have WhatsApp to know whether the father was still alive or not. Well, whatever the case, the father was alive, because Yehuda was just telling, our father is suffering because Binyamin is going to stay in Egypt. He has to go back to the land of Canaan. Our father will suffer so much. He was alive. So what's the question? Is my father alive? What's Yosef asking? And furthermore, Rashi, which is the main commentator of the Torah, doesn't say anything about this. So what's going on? One possible way to understand this is Yosef was not really asking a question. Yosef was wondering something. It's like a rhetorical question. Is my father alive? Why? We know that Yaakov did not get any consolation when he lost Yosef. He decided he was not going to be consoled by anything in life. And furthermore, our sages say that a person really never gets consolation when another person is alive. Only when the person is dead, after a year at least, the person starts feeling a little bit better and stops suffering the sufferings of the loss. Of course, we never forget about our loved, beloved ones, etc., etc. But the point is, you don't suffer anymore the lack of this person, because it passed away, etc. But when the person is alive, you still feel the lack. You still feel the connection, etc. So Yosef was actually not asking, just wondering, wow, after 22 years of suffering, of tremendous suffering that Yaakov was suffering because he lost Yosef, my father is still alive? How could he endure such a suffering for so long? Therefore, now we understand the continuation of the words of Yosef. Therefore, you should really fast go to the land of Canaan, tell my father I'm alive, bring him down to him, to me, etc., etc. And we also understand, why didn't Yosef go himself? Like, if he was so worried, so many years suffering, he needs to know that I'm alive, just go yourself and find your father. And he was able to do that because he was the viceroy. He could, you know, ask for a license and just go. And the answer is very simple. Yosef himself tells his brothers, God sent me here to be a sustenance for you, because there were years of famine, etc., etc. So God sent me here. I'm in a mission over here. I cannot leave my post. I cannot leave the place where God himself sent me here. So therefore, you should really fast, quickly go to my father and tell him that I'm alive, bring him down to me, etc., etc. That's the explanation of, not the question, quote unquote, of Yosef, rather just wonder. That's why he didn't get any answer. Now, what can we learn out of this? Because we know that the Torah is not just a history book. Stories and nice, yeah, I don't care. No, it's a teachings book. What's the teaching over here? Even when a person, for some reason, has to use, be very strict, use the left, quote unquote, and be very strict in a determined situation, you have to be very, very careful to know up to what point you have to be strict and quickly, as soon as the strictness, so to speak, for some reason you have to apply it, but it ends, the situation ends, and quickly you have to change into chesed, into kindness, in order to not produce suffering to another person, even when the suffering is necessary, for whatever reason. For whatever reason, our sages say that Yaakov actually did not fulfill the honor of his father Yitzchak for 22 years, because he spent 20 years with Laban in Haran, and then he spent 2 years traveling, etc. That's why he was taken, Yosef was taken from Yaakov for 22 years. So even when this strictness is necessary for whatever reason, you have to be extremely careful to know exactly when it ends, and as soon as you can, fast, quickly. Yosef repeats it like 3 times, Maharu, Maharu, be fast. You have to give kindness in order for the person not to suffer more than what it's, for whatever reason, needs to suffer.